Amen. It's great to see you. As Danielle mentioned, we're going to be going to Ballyards Castle next weekend at 6:30. So if you're free, you can come along with us. If you just like to see a castle, then you can come along and see that. They have their service. It's through drop-in charities. They're taking the castle now at the moment. They have a church connected to that called Grace Community Church. And I think what they do is once a month, they go to the castle on the second Sunday. And so they've asked us to come along and hopefully not mess too many things up and just encourage and bless them. So we're going to go there. If you're free, we would love you to come along and be a part of that. And it's another thing connected to that, which really touched my heart, they run a lot of kind of orphanages and schools programs in Africa. And so they've got one in Kenya, and then they've got one in Burkina Faso. And so what they do is, instead of having loads of administration costs and sending you loads of information, loads of materials, they just don't really bother doing that. So it means they can take the cost of sponsoring a child down from maybe £15 or £20 a month to just £5 a month. And so what I'm hoping to do is, as a church, we're going to sponsor, I was believing for 10, so that'd be like £50 a month that we would do. And so I'm believing we're going to do that. I'm hoping we'd make connection of that. And so again, that'll be another way that when you give the church, that's another way that you're going to be blessing and helping. We're going to be helping kids. That clothes them. I think it feeds them, and it gives them all their school fees for a month at £5 a month. It's just ridiculously cheap. It's absolutely amazing, but it will transform a child's life. So, hey, that's what we're going to partner together and do very shortly. If you'd like to do that personally, you can also do that personally, but if you give the church, then you know that part of your giving goes towards that, because we're just about to set that up. So I'm excited about that, and hopefully you are too. Guys, this morning I want to talk about living from above, having a different perspective. You know, I was praying this week, and God really just put this in my heart that, you know, if we could get a different perspective on things, a lot of situations, although they would be the same, would actually be affected in a lot of different ways. The way that we would handle things, the way that we would go after that situation, the way that we would conduct ourselves in that issue would totally change just by having a different perspective. And I thought about all the different times when we would have a different perspective. I thought about how Jesus, he would constantly, as best as he could, get away alone. It's like times where he just say, I just want to be alone with God. I want to be alone with my Father. Because I believe what Jesus was doing in those moments was he wanted to just step away from the crowd, get a fresh perspective, get a glimpse of the bigger picture to remind himself what it's really all about. And I think in life, this is something that we need to do again and again and again, like a refocus, like a reconnect. Go back to our Father and say, Father, I'm only here to do the will, your will. I only want to do what you're telling me to do. I only want to conduct myself in the way that you would conduct yourself. I want to become more like you. And so this morning, as Christians, as people who know God, and even if you don't, I think there's such a reward and there's such a key in life when we step back from things and we get a different perspective. When we just live from above. If we're Christians this morning, then we're living from above. It actually says this in Ephesians 2, 6 and 7. It says, and he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The bit that I love there is at the beginning, that he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is the Lord this morning. He has elevated us. He has lifted us up. And so therefore, we have the capacity in every situation, whether it be physical or spiritual, just to step above, just to step away and just get a fresh perspective. And let's see what's really going on before maybe we make a bad decision or we get worried for nothing or we jump to conclusions. Instead, God said, just take a step back this morning. And that's what I want us to think about, both physically and spiritually. And we're going to hopefully navigate that this morning and encourage ourselves. I thought about it in a coach, you know, in sports. Coaches, what they do is nowadays they have the field and everybody's playing on the team, whatever sport it'll be, they all seem to do it now. They'll have coaches that are up in the stands that can get a bird's eye view of what's really going on. And they've got coaches on the ground that can see it at eye level, but there's a difference in what they see. They're seeing the same game, they're seeing the same team, but what they actually see is totally different perspectives. And there may be a guy up in the stands who sees it totally different from the guy on the ground, and therefore he can give just an extra piece of wisdom, an extra piece of information, where he just turns around and says, no, it's not that player that's the problem, it's the one beside him. It's like, you need to swap positions, you need to swap him out, you need to put him or her in, or you need to change something. Because that different perspective, that different angle, it just give him extra wisdom to be able to give to the grind. And then I thought about how at times where, I love this one. This is just like an old wisdom thing from my nanny. Years ago, we used to always build puzzles together. I don't know if you ever build puzzles. I mean, they're amazing. So we used to build puzzles together many moons ago. And we would try to build really big ones. You know, not just ones with 10 pieces. Now, if that's hard for you, we're praying for you. And hopefully you'll get past that. But hopefully you're past 100 pieces if you're into puzzles. And maybe you'll be up into the thousands. And so we love to get big puzzles that maybe like 1,000 pieces or more. But there's a certain technique. And there's a certain logic that you apply to building puzzles where you take all the bits out of the box, obviously. And then the next bit, I'm trying to teach the girls this, where you'll take all the pieces and you'll turn them up the right way. Because you're never going to build the puzzle if you can't see all the bits, if you can't see all the pieces. So you're looking to turn all the bits upside down so you can actually see and get a glimpse of what they're supposed to represent. And then you stick the box up and you're hoping to build what it shows on the front of the box. And then usually what you do next is another amazing tip when you're building a puzzle is that you look for all the edges piece and you try to put them all in place because you know and you recognize if I can get the boundary, if I can get the framework, then I know that every other piece must fit inside there. I know that every other piece must fit inside because I've built the edge. I've made the boundary. But there's this extra clue. There's this extra perspective. There's this extra bit of advice that my nanny gave me in a piece of wisdom that doesn't make sense until you probably experience it. And maybe you already know what it was. We would come to a difficult part, and we'd try and we'd try and we'd try. But we could just never find that piece that was missing. We'd look in the box. We would look under the table, and it was not there. And we're like, it must be there, but we just cannot find it. And then she would come with this extra piece of wisdom, and she'd go, you know what we need to do? We just need to take a step back. We just need to take a step back. Maybe we'll go get our tea. Maybe we'll sleep on it. Maybe we'll come back the next day. And sure enough, you'd come back the next day or the next time, and you'd see that bit you were looking for ages instantly. You just see it instantly. And so this morning, I believe that that's just a quick glimpse of what the Lord wants to teach us this morning. And that simple exercise of taking a step back, getting a fresh perspective, getting a fresh focus on what the things are all about. And then instantly, you might see what was a problem before you. Suddenly, you see it right in front of your eyes. Maybe it's Lego. If you're into Lego, then you've been trying to build that piece of Lego for ages. And there's that one bit that you're missing. But eventually, you find it. It's a fresh perspective, a new perspective can change everything once we get that bigger picture. I want us to think about getting a new perspective this morning. It says this in Philippians 3, 7 and 8. I think this is great perspective from God in terms of our situations, moving from practical probably into spiritual and then probably a big overlap. But it says this, and once I thought these things were valuable. This is Paul speaking. I want us to see where Paul is this morning. He's writing this from prison. He's been in chains. He's been in bondage. He knows what it's like to go through difficult times. And then he writes these letters to the church in Philippians. And he says, I once thought these things were valuable. What are the things that he's talking about? He's talking about his past. He's talking about his possessions. He's talking about all the things that he once held dear. He's talking about his previous jobs, I guess. He's talking about his previous possessions. He's talking about his previous faith and religion and all of his background. And he says, I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. You see, God is trying to give us a fresh perspective even in our lives. He's trying to give us a fresh perspective even in good things. That you may be going after good things and getting consumed with good things and they're getting you frustrated and they're getting you worn out and they're getting you exhausted. And God's saying, I wish you would just take a step back, live from above, get a fresh perspective and realize that none of those things are worth more than me. That none of those things should ever get in the way of me because everything else that I had before I now consider as lost because of what I've gained in Christ. Paul goes on to say this. He says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Jesus, Christ Jesus, my Lord. What a statement. What a statement to make. This is a guy not sitting on the beach with a cool drink and just with the sunglasses on. This is a guy who's in chains. He's in prison. And he can write this statement this morning. He says, everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ. And so what about us this morning? Because I believe a lot of the things that are bugging us, a lot of even the good things that are bugging us, a lot of the relationships that are trying to affect us, a lot of the job-related things, a lot of our family-related things, a lot of our life-related things, they're just trying to get in the way of our relationship with Jesus. And God is saying this morning, if only you could see it from a different perspective. I remember when the guys first went into space, was it Gary will know, was it Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin? But they go into space and they look out and there's this famous statement. And he looks out and he sees the world from this bird's eye view. And he puts his fist up and he's able to block the whole earth out with his fist. And he says in that moment he realized just how small and insignificant we really are. All the wars, all the rumors of wars, all the famines, all the issues, all the politics. I mean, he could block it all out with his fist just from a different perspective. And this morning, the Lord is not only looking to make us, to save us and set us free, but he's looking to give us wisdom. He's looking to give us fresh perspective so that we can live a different life and not be consumed by the things that everybody else gets consumed with. He says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage or loss, or you can go to all the different translations and read all the different ways it brings it around, but counting it all as garbage or loss so that I could gain Christ. Paul just sums it up perfectly. He's like, do not get consumed by all the things that would try to pull you down and rob you of your joy and distract you from the purposes. It's like, get a refocus. Remind yourself that God has called you to significant things. Remind yourself, and even the pain, God is building things into you. Remind yourself that even in the storms, God is doing significant things in your heart because he is worthy of it all. And I consider everything else as loss for the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing this morning? Isn't that amazing? And maybe it brings a fresh perspective on things like wealth. Maybe it brings a fresh perspective on things like wealth. Do you know what? I would rather have Jesus than £1 million in my bank account, as crazy as that seems. I would rather have it because he will never run out, but it will run out. I mean, in Jesus, there's no such thing as a recession, but as in the recession, we saw people's bank accounts just emptied. They were worth so much money, and suddenly they become like me and you, and they're like, whoa, no, because it can all disappear. But with Jesus, I mean, who can take it from us? Who can take it from us what we have found in Christ? And so wealth and riches and all of those things, valuable, absolutely, but are nowhere close to the value of knowing Christ. In fact, I don't want them to get in the way of me knowing Christ, because all the politics and all the things that happens at work, they can distract you. They can get you consumed with other things. Work is a good thing, but all that entails around it can be a distraction and can hold you back. What about this for a crazy one? Even our health. I would rather know Christ instead of good health, which just seems incredible to say that. But I would rather have Jesus. It's why we pray that if someone's in need of a healing and we want to see them healed and restored, we're always like, but do they know Jesus? Because we want to see that more than anything. We want to see salvation. But you know the amazing thing about Jesus when you read his accounts from the New Testament is that so many times when he brought salvation, he brought healing with it, because they tend to go hand in hand. But even at the expense of health, I would rather have Christ, because everything else is nothing. I want to get that right perspective. I want to know what it's really all about. And here's one that can really easily trip us up. My rights. You know, I don't deserve this. You know, this is not right. You know, when we say this is not right. This should not happen to me. That's not right. I have my rights. I've got to defend my rights. I have to go for my rights. Jesus says, no, do not get lost in those things. I am your great defender. I am your rock. I am your righteousness. I am your righteousness this morning. And so we can go after our own rights, but we need to recognize this. It's Jesus that makes us right because of his righteousness. So do not lose your relationship with him. Do not lose your joy for the sake of going after rights, because you should not. Hold fast to Christ, because he is better than anything. I count everything else as loss for the knowledge and the intrinsic value of knowing Jesus. What about awards or recognition, simple things like that? They can try to steal our joy. I wasn't awarded for that. I wasn't recognized for that. I didn't get that pay rise. I didn't get that promotion. What's going on, Lord? And we started to get angry. And God is saying, put it into fresh perspective. Consider it all as loss in comparison to knowing me. Consider it all as loss in comparison to knowing me. Exhausted and confused. I wrote it down this morning because when we go after certain things and we take our eyes off Jesus and we get distracted for what's going on in life, we can end up just exhausted and confused. We think, but why did not know work out? Because I was right there. You know, I didn't do the wrong thing there. I was innocent. And you start to get exhausted and you get confused and you think, but this is not fair and it's not right and I didn't do this. And maybe so. I mean, how many people have been wrongfully accused? It's happened all the time. It happens all the time. But I will not let it get in the way. I will not allow that to become a stumbling block between me and Jesus. I will not allow that to distract me. And you know, the simple thing about all those before we go any further is that you have the power to let those go if you want to. You have the power. But we feel this kind of rising up inside of us, this I'm going to hold because I've got my rights and no one's going to beat me and no one's going to walk over me and all those things. And who hasn't been in that position? Who hasn't been? But God's saying this morning, if only you would take a fresh perspective and take a step back, maybe things would look different. Maybe you would respond differently. Maybe you would react differently. I'm trying to fight every battle. I'm trying to defend every cause. You know what the truth of that is? It will kill your faith. It will kill your relationships. It will rob you of so much because you'll spend so much time trying to defend the past and trying to defend yourself. And we should just say, Jesus, you defend me. I don't need anybody else. I mean, there's no greater example than this when Jesus is going to the cross and they keep asking him to respond. They keep asking him to come back with a response. They keep asking him to defend himself and he will not speak. He just will not do it. Because you know what Jesus had? He had a different perspective. He recognized that he had to go through that to set us free. And sometimes in life, we need to get a fresh perspective and realize that a lot of the things that we're facing, whether they be good or bad, they're actually teaching us. They're actually becoming teachers to us. They're actually trying to increase us. They're actually trying to mold us. They're actually trying to shape us. And by trying to get out of them, we're going to rob ourselves of a great victory in the end. Jesus had a different perspective because he was living from above. Because he spent as much time as he could with the Father to get that perspective. And we see it highlighted when Jesus goes to the Father and he says, Father, is there any other way? Because if there's another way, then take this cup from me. Then take this pressure off me if there is another way. And God, from his perspective, looking down, seeing all of humanity, past, present, and future, says, Son, there is no other way. Wow. That's amazing. And God is saying this morning to you, he says he knows the end from the beginnings in your life. He knows every single thing you face. He knows every injustice that is currently happening in your life. And he's saying to you, if only you would turn to me and recognize what I'm truly doing in your life and recognize that I'm truly in control, you would leave off those things and you would spend far more time pressing into me. And you would trust me. You would trust me. You would trust me. One of the biggest things that we have to do and learn and grasp, and it takes us an eternity to get it, is to trust God in those difficult moments. He knows what's going on. He knows what we face. But he is saying, count it all as lost. Do not get confused. Do not get too in on the grind. Recognize from above, I'm in control. I know what I'm doing. Trust me. So rather than get exhausted and confused, I'm going to let it go. I'm simply going to let it go and give it over to God. You know, if we're not careful in those moments, we turn life into always about me, M-E. We turn it in like, why is this happening to me? I don't deserve this. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm better than this. I'm better than that. And we can turn life all into me, just those two letters, M-E. And God's saying, it's not about you. It's about me. It's really about me. It's about a bigger me than you. And if you'll trust me, I'll bring you through. God's saying, I'll bring you through. And I believe this morning when we get a fresh perspective, we get a fresh understanding. I believe this morning that all of this can seem confusing until we decide to take that fresh perspective and we decide to step back and we decide to put our trust in God. And then once we do, instantly, I believe we get a fresh understanding. Verse 8 said, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus. Everything else. Because when I bring it up to his level and I compare it to him, who cares about the latest phone? Who cares about I've only got £5 in my account? Who cares that I'm looking for a job? Who cares? Because it just doesn't compare to knowing Jesus. I would give all of that up if I had to lose him. I would give all. We start to compare it in the right kind of levels because otherwise it consumes us. Otherwise it wears us out. And we can get into a situation where it's me versus Jesus, where it's like me versus him. And it's like, Lord, why are you doing this to me? And I deserve better. And you've promised me a bright future. And you've promised me the best is yet to come. Why are you doing this to me, Lord? And it ends up just in this war between us instead of us pressing in towards him. You know, in those moments, I always try to do it, not always successful, but in those moments, I'm like, Jesus, if I could only get to you, if I could only press into you, I know that you would make the difference. It doesn't make any sense. I don't want to do it, but I know I have to. It's like what we said this morning. Sometimes the best thing we can do in a storm is to praise him. It'll bring a victory. It will bring a release. It doesn't feel like we should, but I will do it. Don't ever allow the things on the outside to affect our relationship on the inside with Jesus. I believe that's just a central message that God wants to give us this morning. Don't ever allow the things on the outside to affect our relationship on the inside. I'm not going to allow all these things on the outside that are trying to attack me and trying to get me and trying to pull me down. I'm not going to allow those things to affect my inside relationship with Jesus, because that is central to me. He has saved me. He has set me free. He has transformed me, and he will continue to transform you. And as the Bible said, he has taken you from glory to glory, and so I trust him in that. I trust him in that. When you get a fresh perspective, I believe it leads to fresh understanding, which leads to a fresh capacity of grace. And now we can understand. And now we can bear witness. You know, sometimes the hardest people to understand are other people. They're just like, it's like, I can figure myself out, but I can't figure him out. I can't figure her out because of just the way that she's getting. Why is she being like that? Why is she saying this to me? Why is he doing this to me? It doesn't make any sense. But I believe this morning as we get a fresh perspective, we get fresh understanding, and then that God gives us fresh grace for people. He gives us an alliance. He gives us a capacity to say, you know, I can tolerate that. I can put up with him or her. Not that I'm better than him or her, but it's just like sometimes the darts are stingy. Sometimes the darts are fiery. Sometimes the things that they say, it's like, oh, it really hurts me. But when we start to see what's really going on in people's lives, we will give them extra grace. I was thinking about it earlier. I was thinking about the flu. Before the flu was ever diagnosed, what did that person be like? You know, like the person that we would see. We're like, would they stop moaning? Would their nose ever stop running? You know what I mean? Like, would you just like dry your nose or something? Would you just get away from me? Stop trying to make me sick. You know, before anybody recognized the flu and knew how to handle it, I'm sure it was just like, he just won't stop complaining about having a sore head. You know, he won't stop moaning about this. He won't stop moaning about that. And he's always saying he's tired, even though he's just had a sleep. And then one day we figured out what it was, and then we figured out a remedy, and we said, you got to get them day nurse, and you got to get them night nurse, and they'll be fine in the morning. You know what I mean? It's like once we had a fresh perspective, once we had an understanding, then we had the grace to tolerate them. They were like, no, they've got the flu. We can put up with that. It's okay. But in life, we're very good at that. We're very good at like not knowing what's going on in somebody's life. And like, I never want to see them again. I never want to spend time with them again. They have just really affected me. I don't want to be around them. And God's saying this morning, if we could only get a fresh perspective and realize that we're living from above and realize that everything we need of comes from Christ, then we will have an alliance for the people around us. We will have alliances for the people around us in the grace that he has given us, because his grace will allow us to say, do you know what? He or she said that to me. So what? There's something bigger that's going on in their lives. God revealed to me what's really going on in their lives. Are they struggling? Are they hurting? You know, where does that pain come from? Where does that hurt come from? Where does those difficult responses come from? God, what's really going on in their lives? Rather than I'm going to get in on this and I'm going to beat him and I'm going to beat her and she said that to me, I'm going to say that back to her even worse. I'm going to defeat her. I mean, words do hurt and our actions do hurt. But God is saying, if you could get a fresh perspective, maybe you could see what's really going on. And in those moments, we have a decision to make, whether we respond and be just as bad as them, or we decide to step back and go, God, I count everything else as lost. I mean, they're not really saying this to me. This is more about them than me. God, give me grace to love them. Give me grace to respond to them. Show me what's really going on. If we would take a step back with people, I think it would solve an awful lot of our issues. I believe God is saying as a church, if we will learn to take a step back with people, we'll have a lot more grace for them. We'll have a lot more time with them, and we will encourage and affect them in a lot more positive ways. We're not looking to get rid of people. We're looking to include people. We're not looking to discard people. We're looking for people to belong. We're looking for people to eventually believe. We'll even allow you to belong before believe. I mean, imagine that. But we say, because we love you far more. We love you far more of who you are, and we can recognize that people have stages in their lives, and we recognize that there are processes that people are going through, and we recognize that there are hard times that people face. And sometimes when someone lashes out, it's not really about them. It's about something else in their family. There's a friend in my family who's got cancer, or we've just been through a death in our family, and I just don't know how to handle it. But in those quick few moments, it maybe comes out as a harsh thing, as a nasty thing. But as we would take time, we would suddenly realize what's really going on in that person's life. I mean, I believe this morning that what God's really trying to say in our hearts is when it comes to dealing with people and it comes to dealing with sticky situations, we're looking for the source rather than reacting to almost the bad fruit. We're looking for what's really going on in their lives rather than reacting to, how dare they do that to me? How dare they say that to me? We're looking to respond in a different way because of the fresh perspective that God has given us. And I think this morning, if we said nothing more, then God would reveal this to us, or maybe he will, and maybe we'll put this in practice. Lord, reveal to me, give me more patience, give me more grace, give me fresh perspective in those moments. Give me extra ability to live from above in those moments, because I can either be an encourager or I can be just as bad as them. I can be a person that could bring healing, or I could be a person that just pushes away like everybody else. I mean, you see it in young kids the most. Sometimes the angriest kids, the most upset kids, are the kids that just need the most love. It usually always goes back to that. And people don't change that much. They don't. We do not change that much. We get older. Unfortunately, I'm getting older today. But we don't change that much in the grand scheme of things. We still hurt the same. We still get affected by the same things. Things are still hard on the inside, and then it affects on the outside. And yet, a lot of the times, if we would just be given extra grace and extra love and extra mercy and extra forgiveness, it would make all the difference. Remember, if you're living from above, then all I need comes from Christ. So I'm not as affected as I once were. I mean, they didn't say thank you to me, so what? They didn't reward me, so what? You know what I mean? They said a horrible thing to me, so what? I wonder what's really going on in their lives, you know, rather than jumping to conclusions. I didn't get the position that I needed to get, so what? Because I kind of all is lost anyway for the knowledge of knowing Christ. Now, does Christ want to benefit us, and does the Lord want to bless us? Absolutely. But I'm not going to get it the other way around. I'm not going to base it on performance. I'm not going to base it on what's been achieved in terms of how much Jesus loves me. He loves me no matter what. He is doing things in me no matter what. He is for me and not against me. And so I felt just as I was praying that the Lord just dropped in 3-4 final quick keys just to give you this morning, just to encourage you and just to help you in dealing with the issues of life, or maybe to help you get through some issues that you're going through at the moment. I think one of the best things you can do in every situation is just to take time. I think one of the best things you can do in terms of fresh perspective is just to allow yourself to take a moment. Allow yourself just to take time and just get a fresh perspective. Step back and just see what's really going on. Well, some of the worst things that we can do in terms of people or situations or issues that we face in life is to respond quickly, is to react quickly when we're not really sure what's going on. So we just say this or we just do that. And then later on we realize, I wish I had just taken a moment longer. I wish I had just waited a second longer. I maybe could have had extra wisdom or extra grace or extra ability to see what's really going on. I'm sure there's things in your life where you can think of yourself, I wish I had just taken an extra day on that. I wish I had taken an extra 5 minutes on that. I wish I had just taken extra time. I know for me is that some of the most difficult situations that I've faced and some of the most difficult situations that I've messed up have come down to time, come down to quick reactions, mess it up, slow it down just for a second if you can and sleep on it, or take 15 minutes or take a few moments just to get fresh perspective on it, and then suddenly everything looks different. Suddenly the way that you respond completely changes. Suddenly the way that that you would react, you will not react now because you've taken some time. I'm going to encourage you this morning in everything in life, just take a moment. Just take a moment if you can, or take 5 minutes if you can. Or if it's not an urgent thing, take a night to sleep on it, or take 2 nights to sleep on it before we react, because we're trying to give ourselves space to live from above. We're trying to give ourselves space to just detach yourself from the situation, because we realize we live in heavenly places with Christ because of what he's done in me. And so, Lord, I just want to take a moment. So many times, we said at the beginning, we'll say it at the end, so many times Jesus just took a moment. He would just, I would just take a moment with the Father. Father, I just want to get a fresh perspective on that. I just want to get a heavenly thought on that. I just want to get out of the situation and I want to react differently from what I might do on the ground, because sometimes on the ground it looks a lot different than what it does from above. I want to just get a bigger picture. I want to get a fresh perspective. I want to see it from a different angle. Take time this morning. Forget your rights. Second thing, I think this is the hardest one to let go of because we are self-righteous, we are full of our rights, we are full of our information, and we know what we're for, and we know what should happen, and we know what our buyers and sellers rights are, we know what our rights in life are. I'm going to go to the lawyer, I'm going to go to the solicitor, and all of those things are great. But I do not want them to become a stumbling block in our lives because everything else I count as loss for the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus. That's what I keep telling myself. That's what I keep reminding myself. That's what I keep imprinting on my heart. Because even your own rights can get in the way. You know, I'm sure you've heard it many times before, but if we go back to our own rights, then who of any of us deserved Christ's forgiveness? Who of any of us deserved him? If it's about justice, we're all doomed. If it's about justice, we have no hope. I mean, we'll just be here for 70-odd years if we're blessed enough, but truly we have no hope because if it's about justice, then who deserves any of that? We've all sinned. We've all done wrong things. We're all doing wrong things. We're all going to do wrong things in the future. Who deserves anything? And yet it was out of that goodness of God that he decided, you know what? They don't deserve it, but I love them. They don't deserve it, but I want to give them my rights. They don't deserve it, but I want to take away their rights, and I want to give them my rights. I want to take away their righteousness, which is not good enough, and I want to give them my righteousness. And so this morning, I would encourage you to take time and then learn to let go of your rights a lot of the time. Learn to let go of those things because it's just not worth it. It's going to pin you down. It's going to ensnare you. It's going to trap you, and it could affect your relationship. I do not want it to become a me versus him thing. I want to be for Christ. I want to know that everything else I count as lost. I realize that. There's nothing else that comes close to the value of knowing him. And then two more quick things. I think it's a great one. So what? You know, we mentioned it earlier. I'm going to take time, and then I'm going to come to the third one where I've decided to leave off my rights, and then I'm going to go, so what? When did I ever become prime minister and not important? So what? You know what I mean? When did I ever become, I don't know, the biggest selling movie star in the world? So what? Even those guys, so what? You know what I mean? If I know Christ, who can be against me? I mean, if anybody even puts me in prison like Paul, I'll just sing because so what? You can put me in prison. You can try to tie me up. You can try to hold me back inside of prison cells. But so what? Because I've got Christ on the inside. And that time will be over eventually. But I will praise him anyway because of the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus. You will not rob from me what he has done inside of me because of what you're trying to do to me on the outside. Are those times tough? Absolutely. But so what? It can be one of the most liberating, most freeing things because so what? I know Jesus and he has set me free and he is for me and not against me. And if everybody else is against me, so what? Because he is with me and he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. And he has got a bright future ahead of me, even if I don't see it. And he will keep me in eternity forever and he will be with me forever. So what? I'm going to encourage you to implement that statement and just say, so what, to a lot of things. And then finally, you got to get to the line, which is the central line of the most famous Disney movie probably ever, Frozen. You've got to let it go. I mean, Lee sang last week. I'm tempted to sing this week. I'm going to sing Let It Go, but I'd never do it better than Jessica, so I'm going to leave it. But you know, you could do all of those things this morning. You could get a fresh perspective, a fresh understanding. You could say, so what? You could say, forget about my rights, and then you still hold on to it. You have to let it go. You have to get rid of the things. You have to just take them to God in prayer, and you just got to say, God, I want to let this thing go. I've got to move on. And so how does this scenario work? I mean, maybe at some stage you fell out with someone or someone fell out with you. Maybe that's a better way to put it. You were innocent party in it. I mean, they shouldn't have done this to you. They shouldn't have ever done that to you. And 20 years later, they come to you and they apologize. Well, do you know what? You don't really need it. Maybe they need it, but you don't need it because you've already given it to Christ. You've already dealt with it. You have not carried that thing the last 20 years. Now, if they come to you after 20 years and it suddenly brings a massive breakthrough in your life, then you know one thing. You've carried that for 20 years. You've carried it too long. You should have given it to God. You should have said, so what? And then you should have moved on. You should have let it go. And so, in the words of Disney this morning, we'll bring them back to the Lord because they're His anyway. We're going to say, let it go this morning. Let those things go. Let them go. They are not worth it for the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus. I count everything else as worthless. I count everything else as useless. I count everything else as garbage because of what I have received in Christ, because of the knowledge that I've got in Him. So do not let any good thing get in the way. Do not let any medium-sized thing get in the way. And do not let any bad thing get in the way. Do not let any small thing get in the way. Don't let any tiny thing get in the way. Just give it over to God. Take time, let it go, and move on and forget it. It can be the most liberating, most amazing thing that you will ever do because God doesn't hold on to them for you. He doesn't want to. He doesn't need to. He lets them go. He says, I forgive you, and we move on. I forgive you, and I've thrown those things away. I forgive you, and I've chosen to forget them. It's what we need to do too. We have been called to live in heavenly places with Christ. We need to let those things go. We need to get a fresh perspective, and we need to move on in our lives. Amen. Can we stand together? We're going to worship. We're going to pray. And just as the guys are coming, I want us to just take a moment. Let's just close your eyes for just a moment. And let's just have a think. And let's just allow the Lord to draw us closer to Him. Lord, will you just draw us this morning? Will you bring us closer to you? Lord, will you just open up our hearts, Lord? I mean, I know that some of these things that we talked about this morning are easy in theory, but very hard in practice. I totally get that. But Lord, I still have to bring it back, and I still have to compare it, and I still have to say, but is anything worth more than you? Nothing. When I compare and I bring it to your level, Jesus, I recognize that what could ever compare? No argument, no situation, no issue, no horrible thing, no bad thing. It can't compare to you, Jesus. I want to put everything in its rightful place this morning. And I pray this morning as we're just focusing our hearts on Him, could you try to put everything in its rightful place this morning? And not allow anything to distract you, not allow anything to get in the way, not allow anything to rob you from what Jesus has already done for you, not allow anything to take away from the victory that God has already achieved for you in the cross when He rose again on the third day. I'm not going to let anything. Lord, this morning, will you put everything in its rightful place this morning? Will you put those difficult things in their rightful box? Because they should be under Christ. They should not be at the same level. And they should definitely not be above. They should not be above. Lord, this morning, will you put those things that are maybe trying to get us, that are gnawing away at us, that we're still waiting for that sorry, we're still waiting for that thank you, and it has consumed us. Lord, can we just put that in a box and put it under you in Jesus' name? Because we will get every award and we will get every reward. If we don't get it here from the Lord, we will definitely get it there from the Lord. And we will sing for 1,000 years and then we'll sing for 1,000 more and we'll go for another 1,000,000 after that and another 10 million after that, and a reward will last for eternity. So Lord, this morning I say, so what to the things that have been done to me? As bad as they could be, and that's an incredible thing to say, and I say it with respect, but Lord, I still compare it to you and I say, so what? So what? I will not allow the things on the outside to affect my relationship with you.